Christmas songs. Oh no. Oh no. Not them. Coming. Door here. What are the stores? Every store is like,
Christmas.
What about turkey? Nothing. What turkey? Oh no. I don't know what turkey. We don't know anything about turkeys. No stuffing. No nothing. Ran out. Everybody ran out. Ran all. Check, check, check. I just want to see my voice. Okay, it's fine. I lowered the volume a little bit. Because I was having issues. Check. Okay. Levels a little odd. But it's fine. I don't know what to say except good morning. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks. White pancake. I was watching Below Deck Mediterranean Neon. The last episode. I mean, the last. The guy requests pancakes. And the chef made crepe. And the pancake guy said, can't eat this. It's not true, can't eat it, but I know exactly what you mean. But that thin layer of pancake, thin layer of pancake. It has to be done. Oh, it's loud. That's very loud. On my end. But I think output's okay. Hey. Yeah, I can't screw around with this thing. It's weird. Hey. Work? Oh, no. Whatever. So the pancake guy, I know exactly what you meant. The only way to do it is to on Jemima. And you gotta, actually, the crispy edge, you gotta do it with butter. You can't do it with anything. You have to do it with lard. I didn't do it mine with lard. I used avocado oil. Like everybody says, it's more healthier. Sorry, fine. Pancakes. So you gotta do it just right amount. And let it spread. Very big pan and just go kind of constantly like doing circles, go around a little bit, then you flip. Still get bubbly on the one side, the other then the top side, flip it, then you do again, circle around. That's how you do it. I know how to do it. But, you know, so they're a 5-star chef. Like, pancakes? And you tell them meatloaf. I made meatloaf too. Like the recipe, the onion soup recipe one. Made those. Pretty simple. Just 2 eggs, some breadcrumbs or bread. You want to do? I do it with bread. With the peel, people say bread. Toasted, chopped in little pieces, meatloaf. Yeah, 2 eggs. That ketchup. Maybe A1 sauce. Put A1 mah. And the onion soup mix. That's it. The basic one. Always works. And comes out perfect. Of course, meat too. But meatloaf. Sometimes, I swear to God, 5-star chef, even the ones I'm friend of mine, I'm friends with, dude, make me some meatloaf. They just like, and then they would make it be like the strangest ones, or some really good ones, like with sausage. So, the best one I had, it was made with what's that? I forgot who made brown and serve sausage, breakfast sausage. It wasn't that one, not Hillshire Farm. I forgot. But anyway, it was just made with that. Oh, it's like, dude, it made my day. Look, cooking's not that hard. You just have to keep an eye on things a little. Lots of people just, I don't want to do it. No, I don't know how to do it. You keep saying that. Guess what? You can't do it. But you keep saying, I can do it. I can do it. You've messed up. Don't be despaired. It's only food. Make some more. Unless we go scarcity, like the breadcrumb thing. The breadcrumb gate. Where are they? I want more. But you can make your own breadcrumbs. Like I said, I did it with BLC bread. Just taking bread. You can take a white bread. Just put in a toaster oven. Do a light first. Toast it. Open the front, let some air in, let it cool off a little bit, then pull it back. And do it again. Do it like 3 or 4 times. A light toast. Well, warm for it gets brownish, not burnt. Then you just take it out and leave it outside for a little while. And it gets hardened. Then you just crumple it up and you got breadcrumbs. Ooh, magic. And then you can put like herbs in it, you can put, you know, sausage. You can put not sausage. You can put oregano, Italian herbs. You can put thyme, maybe. I don't know, whatever you want. I usually just leave it alone. Then whatever I'm cooking, I put all the ingredients in there. Then you say, see, breadcrumbs. Basic stuff. I wonder why people don't do the basics. Do you know how to prepare that? No. Which is fine. I don't know. It's better than what they're going to eventually feeding us. Which, I don't know if we're going to get there. If we do, it doesn't look like it, but your brain would just go, bugs. Oh, I got to do it. No, I got to do it. If I do this, I have to put the echo on. I have to hear it myself. Okay, here we go. Buzz. I could do one day just do sound effects with my voice. And this one I was doing with the echo, I know what I was doing. Hey, you don't watch that. Watch this. One step beyond. Hey, you. It's great. Madness. I love that band. Just a party band. Ska's always partying. We're partying. In a party. Who cares? Oh my god, somebody killed the crypto market. Eh, listen to Scott, you'll be happy. Oh, somebody stole my ticket to the Senate. Oh, just listen to Scott, you'll be okay. Listen to Madness. The rock study beat of Madness. Once. Yeah, listen to that. It's back up again. Interesting. But it's pretty low enough. People can buy in. I bet you the volume, trading volume, is super high right now. So, price low is like godsend. But then now I'm thinking, wait, did they? The FTX did that on purpose? Or it is what it is. Like they messed up. They messed up, and you know, and the most messed up thing about this is that chick in Hong Kong. It's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's still happy and smiling. It's like everybody's like, she. You go jail. You go jail. Now. The Hong Kong people. They're going to jail. Everybody's gone. Everybody else. Didn't find the other things in there. He's working 7 days a week. Oh, there was like free lunches, and it cost per person, it was like $400 or something. I think he tweeted that. I was like, yeah, no more free lunches, free coffee, maybe a coffee machine. Really, like, you got an espresso right there, use that. That's it. Get the free pods, anything you want. Or Keurig, you want to do Keurig? Yeah, Keurig. Nobody works. Is we getting free food? And nobody went. Everybody's remote working. Now remote working. What about the free food? Free food is supposed to bring the people back in. I mean, nobody won't come in. No, I guess no free food. That's if I'm CEO of any company. I would be like that. Screw you guys. You don't want to come in, you don't get free. Sorry. Just bring your own food. There's a restaurant next door. There's a supermarket there. You can go make your own. Bring your own coffee maker. Bring your own coffee maker. Do that. Who knows? If it works, it works. Doesn't. I don't know. Sure, they got a nice kitchen. There. Well, you can do a second thing. Depends on where they're located. I'm sure it's San Fran or something. Why not bring in either Starbucks or somebody else inside the company where they make their own money and staff pays for it, but you got coffee there. Maybe you get a little percentage off once in a while. I've seen baristas and like a personal barista in studio spaces. They have their own coffee dudes. Make good coffee too. It's like, dude, why? Bring them in. Bring the those in. Maybe bring the vending machines from Japan. That would be neat. Imagine that, work in a place and be like, vending machines. What is that? And those sleeping things. Sleeping pods. Like, what is this? And pull a poster together with that band that sang, I think I'm turning Japanese. It'd be a themed company. I mean, I would like it. And I would be like, yes. Hey, got any Suntory? Suntory not only make whiskey, like the movie. They make iced teas. Maize, water too. Fruit juice. So, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. There have been a company where the transferring is happening. Not many people get fired. You've ever worked at big companies like that. Does that happens all the time. But for my generation and the one before, like, all right, this is reality. What's going to happen? Let me contact my friends somewhere else. Socialize. Socialize your friends. The reason you socialize with your coworkers sometimes after work is this. Hey, remember me? Yeah. Company's going through some rough times. Got any position over your company? Yeah, you just go working for somebody else and keep working. And guess what? The main company is like, well, we're going to fire you. You don't pretend. I wouldn't pretend, but I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, just give me my whatever severance. If I have it, if I don't, give me whatever, then yeah, bye. Man, jerks. Walk out like that, like, boom, to a new job. Right? You prepare for it. So every time I hear it in a big company, every big company is high. Even the ones I freelance, they say, yes, job security. What? Like, you sure about that? I always tell them, you sure about that? Sure, you're going to have your job. You sure they're not going to be a shake up around the company and they're going to bring in all the younger generation have no idea what they're doing, but you're going to teach them. Is that going to happen? Has it happened already? Then you just didn't know. It's a slow transition. So there's no job security. I never thought every company I work for is like, oh, man, I'm getting fired tomorrow. not just me, though, but usually not. Usually, like, I'm going to do my work. Get fired. I'll go call one of my friend's bands. Hey, guys touring? Need a hand? They'll go on tour. I'll go on music thing for a little while to get a job coming back. I can do that. You know what? Because I socialize. Back then I socialize with everybody. Photographers, videographers. I should be reading this. Somebody sent me a good friend sent me a script. I should be reading about because I like it too. I like sailing. I love boats. I love boat. Love boat. Yeah. So, I mean, if I really want to do something, I can. And I can get the crew if I need it. I'll ask around, like, hey, I need a key grip. I need a couple guys. I need something. I need a set builder or something. I can get those guys. Might have been like a decade, but I can still get them. Right, but that's when you socialize. That's how you buy their drinks. They buy you drinks. They remember you. Okay. I might not remember them, but they will remember. And that's what you need. It's a skill set. And I feel bad with some of the kids. Right now, the microphone's a little shaky. I feel bad because sometimes you ask them to socialize with a coworker, they're like, no, not really. It's like, why not? Oh, I just want to do my work at home and do my thing. I mean, like, go to virtual places, play games. So, yeah. It's like, oh, oops. So, teachers want to go bar and drink alcohol and stuff. I don't like alcohol. Well, then, tell the bartender make a fruit gin drink or just drink ginger ale or something. The point is not about drinking. The point is about making contacts. And future contacts, it's about that. Yeah, I like drinking, so unfortunately, I did a lot of that. And unfortunately, this also. So anyway, but like, yeah, with this free lunch thing, I never had free lunch. Well, I have some free lunch there when there's big meetings. The big guys always likes me because I come up with concepts all the time. Just comes up, do do do. Doesn't matter what industry, I'm just like, if I get enough reference, like, why don't we do this? When you try that, like, they'll pull on board and just ideas. Whatever. So the big guys have big meetings and they have some leftover sandwiches or something, usually mozzarella with the tomatoes. I usually go for those. I eat a lot of tomatoes. One time, I say, hey, you guys can have these. All right. All right. Okay. So, anyway. I don't know what's going to happen with TX, but it's a bad thing. It's not the first time either. There was an exchange in Canada, which, by the way, I'm having Tim Hortons. Yeah. Anyway, Canada. I can't remember. It's it was a BTC something. Wonder if it's the same guy, because the guy just took over everybody's thing and ran. One day, just disappeared. He couldn't get sales calls. Can't get help. Helpline, which is, I'll bet is the same person doing it. Oh, it's popular. Like, boop. You're done. It has something like $5 million. Guy just disappeared. Interesting. So was it real? Or it was made up exchange? So FTX is a, here we go. Here's another. FTX is a, the canary in the coal mine. FTX is the coal mine and just collapsed. How you lost $1 billion? Go ask Madoff. Oh, he did it. It's like maddening. Oh, you had a bad pick for your stock. Yeah, that's what happened. But any exchange. Well, the funny part is, all of this is I'm getting emails from all the exchanges that I have my. I signed up. It's like, with us, you won't have to worry about it because we. Well, we always double what we have. It's a backup plan. We have a backup plan. If something goes wrong, we got you back. Which is true. Something's changed. I spoke to person to person, like voice. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I trust these guys. The other ones, I'm like, I don't know. The only reason did like one or two others is because there was some exchange issues. It's like you require to use this account to in order to exchange for that. But now we got the swap thing, which is then we got more wallet to swap. So that changed. Then those accounts are just. I don't know. Keep it on the side. If it's still active, it's active. If it's not, it's not. I don't care. So, yeah. Whew, ripples. Oi, so FTX didn't have anything to back it up. And they lost that much. It was like $20 billion. Whew. That's bad. And knocked off everybody else's account. You don't think, I know the young lady is laughing, like the rest of people are like, you don't have any remorse? I don't think it sinked in. She didn't see it. She just saw numbers. Like, she didn't see the devastation. Oh, until that happens, what do you think's what things gonna do? What think people gonna do? Oh. She walk in on the streets? You know, hopefully you have guards. No. I wouldn't walk around. Whoa. Wait a second. The company I work for is what? Da-da-da-da-da. Hints of many crises. There's a lot of articles I've been seeing. It's like, remember the Great Depression? Yes, yeah, it's like 20 times, 100 times, end of times. You know, a lot of people say, oh my god, but no, end of times, there's also opportunities. Always. Oui, oui, descendez. Tompty, tompty. You know he's playing that game, right? He wants to know who's the jerk, who isn't. He's doing some sort of weird stuff. Maybe that's the point. Maybe he wants wrong. Mr. Detentus to be a press. Maybe that's why. Who knows? I haven't been on a website except Zero Hedge. I'm just reading the topics. I'm just like, yeah, I know exactly. It's nothing there. Nothing there. Something there. No. Who knows? I don't know. There's a bomb attack in Istanbul. I guess. Peace. My heart goes out to you, Istanbul. I don't know exactly what happened or overheard it quick. That was that. Europeans have they're getting cold. So now there's no heat. Oh. No, it's getting cold here, but because somebody in the house likes AC, I'm freezing. I'm wearing a jacket. And this is not cold. This is not what the Europeans, northern people live on in the north, gonna feel like with no heat. It's gonna be, whoa, you're gonna be burning books to keep warm. Maybe that's what they want. No. Here we go. There's an article. FTX held liquid assets versus $9 billion liability. Alameda. And somebody's, what was, somebody hacked. I heard that somebody hacked into the FTX and pew. I'm gonna say many FTX wallet holders reporting seeing zero imbalances. FTX is over. It was a nice app. I mean, it was when they presented as I don't know, you know, the way they do websites. It's like, ooh, plushy. But I didn't trust them. Just feels weird. I don't know why it is. Weird feeling. Okay, so what else is there? Yeah, I'm doing the Wednesday and Monday. Going through the websites and stuff again. Bunchen's a new dude. You know, jiu-jitsu instructor. Maybe just instructor friend. Most people have an issue with that. Oh my god. Oh, the person there. They're holding hands. Oh my God. Take a picture. Quick. Zoom in. They love that. Because it's a viewership. Here's the thing I thought about FTX also. That made me think it's a plant because, you know, government wanted to control BTC. We got to control, whatever they do. Africa. What was the thing? I think Jenny Allen said it. We gotta put our foot on it. So this guy is also part of connection with the Congress people. So we gotta control. Maybe that's how they're doing it. So he's a plant all along. Could it be? Dun, dun, dun. Wait a second. What is this? I'm just scrolling down. It's like, man. And on the side, it says science teacher film porn video in her class with puppy. That's that instant jail.
Wait. My children are the most important thing to me, and I'm already.
Wait a second. She filmed. Crazy? What's wrong with the people? Oh my God. I want my fame. I want the likes. I want the money. I'll do anything. What do you kids think we should do? Is that what happened? Oh, hey friends, wherever you are today. And they're still talking about Tiffany Trump. Lavish wedding. Well, no, they got money. If I was a billionaire, I would have done something like that. But then, personality, you know. I'm like, yeah. So let's go. You're getting married. I'm happy. Let's go. We'll make a big party with all your friends. But personally, I'll be like, no, I want a small wedding. Just whatever wedding. Whatever that one side decide. They want big. Okay. But I'll be like, let's go. With the medium size. Just family, okay? Nice dinner. Nothing extravagant. No crazy pyrotechnic thing. No. Just basic stuff. Easy. No dancing. No big bands. Got one band. It'd be a good band. And that's it. And if you can't get a photographer, I know you do. Buy a whole bunch. If you can't get used. GoPro, or anybody has GoPro, is like, hey, request. Bring your camera and GoPro and just take picture of everybody else. Everybody pick together, then we put it into one giant folder. Look through the whole thing, get the big good ones, and we send it back. To everybody else. Well, you guys got phone, right? Yeah, use that. The old days, yeah, it's different, of course. Here's the thing with that. I'm I'm still looking at FTX. Here's the thing with FTX.
Now take this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, who actually goes by S.
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're going to find out other things. Maybe this revelation too. Who knows? Maybe it's supposed to happen. Anyway, bypassing all this stuff. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. Cameras. Oh, there was a Fuji, new Fuji camera. That's nice. Had a really good picture too. Under control. Fuji. Thanks. It's global. It's a new one. Thanks, T5. XT5. Okay. They have a picture from the top. I'm trying to find the image. Copy image. Address. I don't know. It's PNG. It's a big one. And this should be a reference to every other company. What you need. The most important things you need. The lens itself will have aperture settings. So in the old days, when you roll the films, it's on the left side. So now what they did was, since it's film, let's make the film speed. And we're right there. It's film speed. We're like, ooh. Oh, holy cow. They actually did it. Then you got the traditional ASA shutter speed. Right, then you got plus, minus, depends. Some camera have this. It's good use. But the most important thing is, I saw a button right there. Auto focus or manual. That one's like, ooh, that's important. There's a few mode. It's not a big deal. But those are the most important. Autofocus, shutter speed, film speed, then your aperture, which is on the camera. I have like two Fuji film. You can put auto in, manually change it with those little thumb wheels. That's the most important thing about a camera. Like, they got it. That's what I need. I kind of wish now my XC4 had that. Like, oh. It's like, do I even need another XT4? It's the same megapixel as the little guy, I think. Oh, no, it's not. It's 40. Ooh, okay. It's not bad, the price. Price-wise, I think I looked it up. The body's like $1,700. I'm like, oh, that's not bad. Can do certain things. It's really good for a semi-pro, whatever, prosumer. Oh, it's what they call them, prosumer. But the best part is on this page, it shows the film simulator. That's the reason I got my Fuji, because I'm just like, whoa. I remember those films, just process them. No, during photography classes I took and process each one, different ones, and there's colors you can do, and just, wow, dang, they look different. Really cool. I can't explain those films. It's like certain softness, some hardness, and certain grain. The Fujifilm grain of a simulator thing. It's like, wow. Holy cow. Even when you have what we call high ISO photo, you can see the grain that's put in there. Like, oh, Fujifilm. Favorite camera. And look, the most images you see on my popping, those are from Fuji. Lately, I've been using my flash more, the last few pictures. Let's see. Thanks to reduced power consumption, the battery life storage can be increased from approximately 600 to 740 frames. Where are you going to shoot 740 frames? Now, when you shoot, you better get it right first, too. I was taught that better be right and better look around a little bit. Look at lightings, look at everything. Like what you need to set it up. Get to it right. One, click. If off a little bit, take the second one. Then you can take some more just for like different angles, try different things, different zoom, different aperture thing, just to fool around with it. Or something you want to pull in later. So see that background there. Take a good one. Put in Photoshop. Pull it back. You know, because maybe somebody decided to jump in from the background. And give that blank look. If you get those people, it's like, oh, you're taking a picture, you ran away. Like, it's too late. Come back. Let me take a picture of you too. Like, no. And they run away. Those type of people. Now you're just like, oh man, damn it. Yeah, I do that kind of stuff. I'm taking screenshots. Guy wish somebody would be like, hey, check this out. Say, hey, come in. Say, like, wait, where are you going? Come on. Like, here, take a proper one. I'll email it to you later. Yeah, it kind of sucks for a lot of people, right? When you see somebody do that, because it's like, what are you? Do you get that too? I don't know, I get that too. I get that. It's like, who are you? Why so happy? Oh, because life is fun. Even the worst thing ever happened to you, it's a life experience. You should be in, you know, you should embrace it. Hey, you might actually learn something. Isn't that worth living? I get that all the time. Yeah, just, you know. I'm not always Mr. Positive, but I'll say like 80% of the time, I'm positive. I'm okay. I'll say what I want. Whatever. So, Christmas shopping, Black Friday sale already. I mean, it's been Black Friday sale for, Guess jeans. They've been doing Black Friday since November 1st. So, Black Friday is supposed to be. You're supposed to have dinner, like, what do I do? Hey, the store is open 24/7. They're gonna have a huge sale Christmas. Let's go. Yeah, that's how Black Friday started. because you're outside buying things and it's pitch black and midnight. That's Black Friday. But they took the term Black Friday. Today is Black Friday. And you look at it, like, wait a second, it's Monday and it's bright outside. What do you mean Black Friday? But that term changed. It's just, we're having a big, gigantic Christmas sale. Since it's, we call it Black Friday, the stuff you buy might not be that great. Not the best, but what we have in abundance in inventory, when just want to get rid of it to you. Get a sort of a good deal, sort of not, because yeah, these things are missing some stuff. But they look like the full maximum product. But they're missing things. That's Black Friday to me. Like I would have. Why do that? It's not worth it. We have too many things. I have too many things. I gotta get rid of them. Gotta start get rid of some stuff. I just don't need any more. I'll be happy just with coffee and maybe pancakes. Did I just fart? Yes, I did. Okay, so this is it. If I'm farting, that means it's over. Yeah. Party's over. You farted. So, have a wonderful Monday. Cool Monday. Hopefully everything's good. Hopefully you don't have account at FTX that went to zero. If it did, well, my condolences. And condolences also to people in Istanbul, the bombing, terrible it is. Anything else? I don't know. That's it. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.